This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
So you remember the end of the movie Tin Cup. Yeah. Kevin Costner, Rene Russo. And he hits the ball into the water at the U.S. Open.
Yep.
Give me another ball, Romeo.
No, lay up.
And Romeo wants him to lay up, but he just says, no.
I can make it.
Give me another ball. And in the end, he holds it out for like an 11.
Yeah.
Loses the U.S. Open, but wins the girl. And Rene Russo says, he always has to go for it.
Yeah, always.
That's Dan Campbell.
He is Tin Cup.
He is the Tin Cup of football coaches. He can't help himself. He has to go for it on fourth down. Whether or not it's a necessarily a good strategic idea.
Yeah.
And he did it again several times last night on Thursday Night Football, and it worked out for him really well as the Detroit Lions won their 11th consecutive game, beating the Green Bay Packers 34-31 on a last-second 35-yard field goal after, and this blew my mind. I know everyone's saying, well, obviously it worked out. Fourth down, 40-something seconds to go. Well in field goal range.
Yeah, 39-yarder.
Could have kicked it right there.
Yep.
Taken the lead. And yes, Green Bay would have had 40 seconds and no timeouts to maybe go down and try and tie the game and send it to overtime. Instead, they went for it just so they could run a few more seconds off the clock and then kick the field goal. And they got it.
And then run another play with Goff going to his left and sliding down to get it to the other hash or whatever, but killing even more clock there.
Obviously, you have to kick the field goal and make it, but you're essentially saying we are guaranteeing the win as much as you can guarantee a field goal, a chip shot field goal. Otherwise, well, it would have left them with like 40 seconds left. Bro, that's a lot of time for Jordan Love to get 30, 40 yards.
Especially if you saw the game and how really, I don't, you know, how soft they played. Defensively, it was a shootout.
Like, you get the ball on the 30 now?
Yeah, 30.
On a touchback?
30 on a touchback.
Yeah, so 20 plus
you need
another
probably
15,
about
35 yards.
30, 35 yards to have a shot. It's an indoor
seconds.
It's an indoor stadium.
That's easy.
So
easy, it's doable. No timeouts. They had no timeouts left.
Yep.
It's doable.
Well, and soft coverage all night. Green Bay's receivers were making catches.
Yeah, he had gone for it from his own 30 early in the game and not made it. But remember, if he didn't make it on fourth down, Green Bay still has that time.
They're going to
win the game with a field goal if he doesn't make it. And Jared Goff
tripped.
You never know what can happen. And that was a perfect example. His own offensive lineman stepped on his foot. Yeah. And Kirk Herbstreit made a great point on the Amazon Prime coverage. He said, that's college football. He's down because his knee hits before he handed it off. The play is over, and they've turned the ball over on downs. Now, it's pro, so he wasn't down. He was able to hand it off. They got the first down, and they won the game. I am a big fan of aggressive fourth down decisions. I think too many coaches punt too often. Dan Campbell may have flipped to the other side.
And when you knock us down, we're going to get up. And on the way up, we're going to bite a kneecap off, all right? And we're going to stand up. And then it's going to take two more shots to knock us down.
We've been Dan Campbell. Dan Campbell fans since the day he was hired. We've all liked the cut of his jib. We all said at the beginning when they hired him, I don't know how this is going to work for them as far as win-loss goes. But he's a guy that you feel like you want to play for. Certainly, he's going to have your back. I saw an old Colin Cowherd tweet that they brought up last night after the win, and he actually called Dan Campbell Fred Flintstone. He said, Jared Goff now gets to go play for Fred Flintstone. It's not going to be pretty. And Jared Goff has had a remarkable resurgence in his career thanks to the scheme that they run, thanks to Dan Campbell. Here's the funniest part about
Jared Goff should be the MVP this
year. Bro, he is. He looks phenomenal. So here's the funniest part about it. So when he went for it in his own territory, I missed it. I was putting the kids down. I was reading a book. So I come back in, and the next thing I see is 4th and inches. You know, and they're down. This is some time has passed. It's 4th and inches. And they go for it and they get it. They end up kicking the field goal. And I saw this consternation online about going for it there. And people were like, he is out of his mind. It's 4th and inches. Just kick the field goal, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay, like it was a gutsy call, but it's not as insane as people are making it out to be. What I didn't realize is that he went for it on 4th in his own territory at the 30 and didn't get it. Yeah. I didn't see that until later. People were texting me like, he's out of his mind.
I was watching it live. I was watching that, not again.
On 4th and goal, and they did get it, and I agree with those decisions. If you've got 4th and goal around the 1, and you know, hey, if I have 2 chances at that, I can kick 2 field goals for 6 points, or if I only get 1 of the 2, that's 7 points, and if I get both of them, that's 14 points. I think that should be an easy decision. If you're 4th and goal at the 1, and if you don't get it, all right, the other team gets the ball at their own 1. They're probably running 3 safe plays and punting it back to me. I think that's a pretty easy call, and I agreed with that. I don't know that, you know, it bit him once earlier this season, the one time, you know.
Bit him in the playoffs last year.
Bit him earlier in the game. Worked at the end. The one thing I do like is that if it ever comes up in a playoff game, his team is not going to be surprised.
Right.
When he goes.
Taken aback.
Like when Marty Schottenheimer called for going for it on 4th down in the playoffs, it's like, Marty, you're the king of conservative punting, and now all of a sudden asking us to do this in the playoffs? Now, that really made no sense.
Yeah, we're doing something out of our playbook, like something that we don't do, and you're going against the grain. But if that's the grain...
I don't think the offense even stepped off the field there.
Yeah,
I think they knew they were going.
They kind of know, and look, I think, you know, if you want to boil it down to, hey, you know why it was a good decision? Because it worked? Okay, that's fine. You can have that take. It was insane. I mean, truly insane. Now, I love coaches that say, I'm here to win this football game. I'm here to win it. And whatever I got to do to win this football game, I'm going to do. Playing conservatively is not what they do. And if they get to the playoffs and they start doing that, conversely, Ben, they start going, then you're not playing your game. It's like in baseball. It's a perfect example. Man, we get to October, and people are like, man, he's got to get a bunt down there. He's got to bunt. Tatis needs to bunt there. No, you play your game. You play your brand of baseball that got you to the World Series. You don't change entirely the way you play the game of baseball.
If that was the best way to win the game in the playoffs, then you should have been doing it for the other 162 as well.
Correct.
Why would you be doing the wrong thing all year, only to then do the quote-unquote right thing in the playoffs?
Because, you know, people have that tendency, especially fans, too. And you see managers do it, man. They'll have 4 guys bunt in a row, and you're like, what are you doing? This is not the brand of baseball that you play. And I think that's what puts players on edge, and that's what puts certainly fans on edge when they're watching it. Why are we doing things differently? Why are we asking this guy to go out and do something that I haven't asked him to do for the entire season, but I'm going to do it now? It doesn't make any sense. Play your game. Golf's the same way. Play your game. Play the game that has gotten you to where you are. Don't tweak anything. Go out and play your game.
Need a contestant for Battle versus Woods. That is coming up in just a couple of minutes. 833-288-0973. You want to call in now, our musical trivia contest with a chance to win a getaway to Las Vegas. 833-288-0973. Get on hold. We'll get to you in just a minute or two. Ultimately, it's looking more and more likely that the road to the Super Bowl in the NFC is going to go through Detroit. And the Lions are positioning themselves well to get there. Now, their defense is still a little suspect.
And they're a little banged up.
They're banged up, and they're giving up a lot of points. So I can also see why you didn't want to give Green Bay a chance with the football, because you don't totally trust your defense.
Correct.
In that situation.
That's the other thing, yeah.
I do like what Jeff had to say in our chat. He said, Dan Campbell is the perfect NFL coach. Gives the best sound bites, is aggressive during games, goes for it when maybe he shouldn't, and when it doesn't work, he always has the best post-game answers.
Yeah, he wears it.
Al Michaels referenced the kneecap thing at the end of the game, right after they went for it. Jared Goff's walking over to the sideline. He high-fives Dan Campbell. He goes, that's a happy head coach, or something like that. He goes, you remember when he got hired, he talked about biting kneecaps, and we all thought, who is this goon?
Yeah,
we goon. All did.
Fred Flintstone, goon. Yeah. I mean, what he's done in Detroit's remarkable.
If I remember correctly, I think they went like 4-12 his first year. But I remember people saying,
You could see
the tide starting to change.
Yep, it's coming.
There's something here. They had a bad year. Four wins, you can't justify it. They had a bad year, but you could see the buy-in from the players. Yep. You could see there's something here, and they've gotten better and better and better every year that he's been there.
Well,
and
they're must-watch television. They're must-watch football. I do, too. They're a must-see TV.
Caitlin says Lions-Bills would be an epic Super Bowl. I tend to agree. I think Eagles-Bills would be good.
Yep.
You know what? If the Chiefs do get there, it's not
still
like we're going to stop watching. The Chiefs are there again. The chance of the Lions to knock them off.
They're going for a three-peat?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's great. Must-watch
television. There's a lot of good potential Super Bowl matchups still in play here as we approach the final month now of the NFL season.
That was what a great game. What a great game on a Thursday night. A phenomenal game.
Vegas nailed it, too.
They didn't. I had the 3.5, so I missed it by a half.
I will say I was listening.
I had the over, though.
I was listening to Maggie and Perloff on the way in. I tried Christmas music. I turned on Kixie, and I listened to a minute of Happy Christmas, War is Over by John Lennon.
I love that song.
And then Martina McBride, Let It Snow came on, and I gave up, and I went back to Maggie and Perloff on my way in.
Well, next week is all music.
Next
week is the all music week. Not Christmas music.
I was just testing it out.
Should I make you a playlist? I will. I'm going
to
make you a playlist.
If you'd like to make me a playlist for my drive into work next week, you can.
Is there a way that I can monitor if he's actually doing it? The whole drive-in.
A nanny cam,
potentially.
Yeah, can we put a tracker,
can I put
like a camera in your car, and we'll just live stream?
Because it's not that I don't trust you. I do. I trust you implicitly. But I think he's going to panic 10 minutes in and be like, I got to hear what Maggie has to say about Aaron Rodgers.
If I do it or don't do it, I'll be honest.
Okay. I won't lie to you. Okay.
Whether I can actually stick with it, we'll find out.
Because there's an experiment here.
Yeah.
Okay. What happened on Maggie and Perloff, by the way?
They were talking about this very subject.
Yeah, as everybody
Dan Campbell
will
going
be
for it.
Today.
And a little bit about some the college football conference championship matchups, which I would like to get to later.
Absolutely.
Right now, though, it's time for Take on Woods.
It's time for Take on Woods.
Take on Woods.
All right, I see Hector is on the line. Hector, good morning. You calling in for Take on Woods?
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How about yourself?
What's up, Hector?
What are you up to today? You got any Christmas shopping done or anything?
No, just working.
All right.
Trying to get money for the Christmas shopping.
Yeah, I understand that. All right, Take on Woods is brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. It only takes 15 minutes. You don't have to get out of your car. For directions and discounts, go to SoCalOilChange.com. That's SoCalOilChange.com. That's me working right there. That's what I do to make some money to afford some Christmas presents. I read liners. Okay, here's your chance to qualify for
liners.
Our Maybe our last chance to qualify for the trip for two to Las Vegas. Westgate Las Vegas Resort. Two nights, two tickets to Soul of Motown, $150 food and beverage credit. Check out the Westgate. There's $70 million in room renovations. WestgateResorts.com. Here are your categories, Hector. We've got still prog rock, progressive rock bands. That's not true. The word lie featuring in every answer. And our new category, all the Who's in Whoville. Those are five answers that start with the word Who's. Prog rock, that's not true, or all the Who's in Whoville. Hector, what would you like to play?
The second one's not true.
That's not true. All right. Today on Take on Woods, five song titles that all feature a big lie somewhere in the title, like lying, lies, lie, somewhere in the title. You've got a lie in there. You'll have 60 seconds to answer as many of the five as you can. First questions are two-second song. You'll get the music from Pauly. You need to identify the song title and the artist to score that point. If you don't know one, say pass. We'll come back to it at the end. Match your score against Woods. If you beat her, tie him, we'll put you into the drawing. And we've had a lot of qualifiers this week. So, Hector, let's make it a perfect week. Are you ready to play?
Yes, I am.
Right, let's do it. 60 seconds on the clock, Pauly. The category, that's not true. Your time begins when Paul plays the music. Good luck, Hector. Let's take on Woods.
Just gonna stand there and watch me burn.
Which 1975 song by the Eagles is about a woman heading to the cheating side of town?
I'm horrible at this game. Go ahead.
Sorry. Christine McVie wrote and sings "Oh No No, You Can't Disguise." What in a 1987 Fleetwood Mac hit?
Bad.
Which 2006 hit by Shakira with Haitian rapper Wyclef Jean is a reworking of Jean's song "Dance Like This"?
The hips don't lie.
Correct.
Like the hips
correct.
Don't lie.
Which 2024 lead single by Morgan Wallen is currently number one on the country airplay charts? Woods will never get this one.
No. I'll pass.
All right, go back to the first song again.
Just gonna stand there and watch me burn.
I know the song. I just cannot.
If we get the one, who knows? Maybe it'll be enough. That was Love the Way You Lie by Eminem featuring Rihanna. Lion Eyes is the Eagles' hit. Little Lies by Fleetwood Mac. You got Hips Don't Lie. And Morgan Wallen, which Woods has no chance at, is Lies, Lies, Lies. Zero chance. No way we get a perfect 5 for 5 today. All right, last chance for an outright win this week. Come strong here, Woods. Hector score is locked in. You don't get the category. 60 seconds back on the clock. Your time begins when Paul plays the music. Good luck, Woods. Let's take on Hector.
Just gonna stand.
Love the Way You Lie by Rihanna and Eminem.
Correct. Which 1975 song by the Eagles is about a woman heading to the cheating side of town?
Lion Eyes.
Correct. Christine McVie wrote and sings "Oh No No, You Can't Disguise." What in a 1987 Fleetwood Mac hit?
Oh, you can't disguise.
I'll come back to it.
Which 2000 hit by Shakira with Haitian rapper Wyclef?
Hips Don't Lie.
Correct. Which 2024 lead single by Morgan Wallen is currently number one on the country airplay charts?
Lie to this taint.
It's close. Christine McVie wrote and sings "Oh No."
Tell
No
Me Lies.
It's actually
Sweet
not
Little
called.
Lies.
Little Lies.
Little Lies.
You win 3-1 though on that. Lies, lies. Lies. We knew you couldn't get a perfect score today with a Morgan Wallen question.
What's the Morgan Wallen one?
Lies, 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 lies.
Which other one did I miss?
Well, it's Little Lies. You said
Little Lies. Tell Me Lies.
That's not
Tell
the name
sweet
of the song.
Little Lies.
The song is called Little Lies. But you got 3-1, and that All is right. a win for you today, Woods.
Freaking finally, dude. Oh, I love Lion Eyes so much.
I do too.
So much. Such an epic song.
It's sad.
Yeah. But it's great.
But it's great.
My wife. Hannah is a huge Eagles fan, huge, and she is dropping hints casually that she would like to see the Eagles at the Sphere, but it's not the Eagles. She's like, but Glenn Frey's son is there.
It's Eagles-ish.
It's Eagles-ish, yeah. It's not the Eagles. Like, Don Henley's there, I think, so that's you get the good so, Henley.
There's an Eagles cover band playing Belly
yes,
Up.
Yes, we could go do that. Instead of going all the way to the Sphere. But it also, what got us is it's a seated show. So you have to go to the Sphere and sit and watch, you know.
Why wouldn't you want to sit? I like sitting.
You have to sit. It's seated.
You just want to, like, stand the whole show?
Well, yeah. I go, it's a concert. I'm not sitting.
When I go to a concert, I'd rather
it's
sit.
It's not an orchestra.
It's not a play.
It's not a play.
Is everyone like this? That you would rather stand?
Okay. I don't like to be told that I have to sit down and, all right, here we
can
go.
Can you stand up at your seat? Just, you know, and like,
yeah, but then you're the a-hole that's standing up at your seat, and the guy behind you is like, hey, buddy, I paid $5,000 to see the Eagles.
When you went to the Sphere before, weren't all the seats there?
Yeah, but I was on the floor. This whole thing is seated.
The other people were in the seats.
Yeah, but
they had to sit.
They didn't have seats on the floor. The floor.
So they're putting in like folding chairs or something in the Sphere.
Yeah, like at Humphreys, they tie them together at Humphreys. You're like, guess I'm sitting down for this one.
You have seats, but I usually stand most of the concert.
Yeah, if you're in most, like the stands or whatever. Yeah. Right.
New York Mike says Vince Gill is amazing. He does the vocals now.
But that's not the Eagles. That's Vince Gill. We're going to a Vince Gill concert. Do you guys see my point here?
Yes, but they're singing Eagles songs, which are good. Really good songs.
I want to make her happy. She's going to Deftones with me. I feel like I should reciprocate.
That's a big bill to foot, though, not the Eagles.
It's such a huge bill for the not Eagles, Pauly. For the almost Eagles. It's a huge bill. Just sitting there watching Timothy B. Schmidt sing Love Will Keep Us Alive, just rotting in my chair for $5,000. Love will keep us alive. Will it?
Robin nails it. If you're sitting at a concert, it's not a good concert. I agree.
I tend to agree.
But you're okay sitting at a sporting event.
Yeah, but like in the playoffs, I wanted to stand.
But you can't.
But I felt like an a-hole. Because the people behind me were like,
well, there's times when you're supposed to.
Yeah.
Everybody stands.
Yeah.
You're supposed to rise.
And that's that moment.
Sea of San Diegans rises one. You know?
That's right.
But that's only at the end of the game.
Got a rally going. Everybody kind of stands up. Or, you know, you got two outs, two strikes.
Yeah.
Everybody kind of stands up. That's what a concert's like the whole time.
But the thing is, Dominic says, I'm with you. It's like going to see the Temptations. There's one guy left. Lynyrd Skynyrd has nobody left. There's nobody. Like, friends of the band are like, you guys want to play some Skynyrd tunes and call ourselves Lynyrd Skynyrd?
Will there be a day in 20 years where Ben and Woods is just Paul and
a couple dudes. Yeah, just a couple guys in here.
Coming in and doing the show.
Well, it's like Kiss talked about it. They're like, we're retiring, but we want the Kiss brand to live on, so maybe we'll just get other guys. And it's like, no, you can't do that. You're not a sports team. You're a band.
New Ben, a new Woods, a new Paul.
Yeah.
But you have to call the show.
Ben still Ben and Woods.
We get checks, $17 checks every month. I don't know. Whatever makes her happy. And it's not the worst thing ever. It's not like she's dragging me to go see, you know, Selena Gomez or something. I still like the song.
We should revive Hacksaw's show with a new Hacksaw in the afternoon.
You've got a problem.
Club.
You see that
Pilates?
Video yesterday?
No.
You've got a problem.
Just wait. I guess it helps that you guys have been to the Sphere at least before.
Yeah, no, it wasn't.
If it's the first time,
and you're sitting,
that would feel wrong.
Yeah.
Apparently, I got the first "Don't do this" for saying "Don't do that."
Don't do
earlier
that
today. But either way, we'll get to that segment coming up next.
Yeah, we've got another incident from last night's football game as well that needs to be discussed. It was a little pregame festivities.
I would also like to update everybody on Master P's son.
Okay. Why?
Well, you know, he's a sports figure and did something that qualifies for the segment. Coming up next year on 97.3 The
Fan. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies Rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Fam.
Don't do this.
It's time for Don't Do This.
What were you thinking?
Three stories from the world of sports that make us all shake our heads.
Why?
How many times do I have to tell you?
I'm sorry, I fudged up, guys.
You idiot. You moron.
You dumbass.
The apple sometimes does far fall from the tree.
Don't do this.
Do not tweet that.
With Ben and Woods.
I like a Nickelback song or two.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Friday edition of a DDT. I will get us started today. And story that's been reported in the last few days. Remember Master P, Percy Miller, who was
a rapper.
Rapper and a big basketball guy. Wasn't he involved in the Big Three? And
was he? His son played for USC, I think.
Yeah. His son is continuing. He's actually now, he's at Southern Utah University, and his name is Percy Miller. Just like Percy, but with an H instead. Okay. Which, to me, that would be like if we had a daughter. Oh, Percy and
Percy and Percy.
But this is a
not
son.
Hershey.
No, Percy. Percy Miller.
Okay.
And police records show that he and two of his teammates stole three refrigerators worth $1,500 from the campus, like bookstore area.
Okay.
And they were quickly caught. Now their defense. And I think the coach is backing them up on this one, is that they thought that the refrigerators were sitting out on a loading dock. They weren't, like, plugged in, and they had been there for, like, a month. And they thought, like, they were hoping to give them away to someone because they weren't using them. They had just been sitting there, like, oh.
We'll take them.
Yeah, we'll take them.
We're college students.
Yeah, we're just waiting. You know, if they're not going to use them, we'll be happy to take them. So they were just, like, they weren't hiding it necessarily their crime. It wasn't, like, ski masks or anything. They just showed up and, like... Okay, yeah, you know, free refrigerators.
They didn't have to get in the night before and wire the boards to turn off the cameras.
No,
to
go in and grid.
The three refrigerators that are sitting outside on a dock.
Ocean's 11 style heist. Right. They had just been sitting out for a month, and, you know, they thought, I guess they just want someone to take these.
So they took them, and then they got in trouble.
And then they got in trouble and arrested and booked.
They're
now released.
Free them. Free them.
I mean, that's always a good excuse. You could always say that.
But I think it's easy to corroborate.
I mean, if there's no sign that says free or, you know.
If it's really been out there a month.
These.
But if it's really been out there a month.
But it had been out there a month.
If it's out there for a month, it feels like free game. You know,
feels like junk.
Yes.
But they were working refrigerators. Who throws away a working refrigerator?
I don't know. It's a good question. It is odd. I don't think he'll get in any trouble. And it's one of those calls if you're a parent, you're like, oh, God, dumb kid, you know, doing something stupid. But it's not the end of the world, certainly. It is an interesting don't do this. This is interesting, too. This happened last night pregame. They had the, they invite fans and season ticket holders down to hold the flag before the game. And they have all these Lions fans holding the flag. Well, one of them was pretty fired up, and he started running his mouth at the Packers sideline, and head coach Matt LaFleur, all of a sudden you saw him rip his headphones off, start going to the fan, pointing at him, get the F out of here, get this guy out of here. Players started to show up around this fan. It really had the Malice at the Palace vibes, which wasn't that also in Detroit?
It was.
So those fans don't mess around. Here's what the coach had to say after the game.
Yeah, I've never been a part of something like that. He was talking junk to our players, giving them the throat slash sign. And you're trying to de-escalate it, and then he gets in my face. So I thought it was pretty unsportsmanlike. Like, I've never seen that. I've been on many fields, and usually they police that much better. I thought it was an arrogant fan that, wanted to get in part of the action and just... I would like to see security or something step in there and get him out of there, because he shouldn't be doing that.
I think anytime you have fans on the field next to the opposing sidelines, probably not the best idea.
could also say that if you're a
head coach,
highly paid head coach or player, you just ignore.
Turn the other cheek.
Some dumb fan who's, you know, trash talking you on the field before the game.
LaFleur was pretty pissed. He was pretty pissed. He was pretty hot about it. And then for Doo-Doo, this will stay right there in Detroit.
D.D. Mega Doo-Doo.
Just extolling the virtues of one Dan Campbell. And this is a little of his post game. And I love it.
I told you you'd never forget this game. You will never forget this game. We don't have to talk about how tough we are. We don't have to talk about how resilient we are. We live it, man. We've been living it. Where's our defense at? Offense, that's a way to step up, man. That's a way to step up. There you go, Skip. Keep throwing up. Whatever you're doing up there. Freaking lay it on the line. Guys, I'm so freaking proud of you, man. That's a way to show up. You talk about pressure, we live in pressure.
I love
that's where we freaking thrive. You did it again. You freaking did it again. All right? It doesn't matter who's playing for us. It doesn't matter what's going on. You always find a way to win. That's what champions do. This is not happenstance, man. This doesn't just happen. This has been in the making, man. This has been in the making. All right? We are all supposed to be here together, man. We're destined for this. Just stay the course. That's 12, and that's 4 in the division. All right, I got 2 game balls. All right?
I'm fired up, dude. I'm ready to run through a brick wall for Dan Campbell.
I tend to think it's a little overwrought. But maybe that's just me.
I wouldn't say it's overwrought. I wouldn't say it's original. I'd say most NFL coaches probably give something like that.
I was watching the in-season Hard Knocks. All of them do the same.
Jesus.
I turned it on yesterday. I had heard some good things. Mike Tomlin apparently is, and he's...
Wait.
He's very impressive, I will say that.
You put on in-season Hard Knocks. When?
I was at work last night between shows, and I had a few minutes.
Before or after the football game that you watched?
It was actually during the football game. Both on at the same time.
You love sports so much. So much.
Are you ready for some football?
It was kind of fascinating to see how they all prepare for their games and their team meetings, but each team meeting was the same. It's like... All right, this is us against them. It's divisional. It's different in the division. And this week, men, we're focusing on going 1-0. Doesn't matter what we did in the past. Doesn't matter what's coming up in the future. We're just going 1-0 this week. And that's like their Monday morning meeting.
But that's great. Just like, play. That didn't fire you up at all.
That didn't get you pumped?
No, I mean, it was cool. It was right after a big win. But you can't do that every single day.
Sure you can.
No, you can't.
To football players,
no,
I think you can.
I don't think so.
Yeah. You're wrong.
I think you're wrong.
Too much.
No, not enough.
See, problem is you're a golfer.
You're a golfer.
That's an individual
sport. If somebody does that to you before a golf round.
If you're walking to the first
yeah. Yeah, he's walking to the first team. I was like, hey, get it together. Let's go. You got this. Who's your rival of the go? What's his name?
Jack Collier.
Jack Collier. Collier, you take him down. Take his blood. Take his throat. You'd be terrified.
I need to be calm. And...
Yes, you need a guy in your ear going, buddy. Your swing is so good right now. It's so pure. You're putting the ball well. You're chipping well.
Hey, man,
get up there.
In,
you're locked in. Hey, hey. Deep breath in through the nose, out through the mouth.
After big round. Hey, great round, man. Good job.
Listen.
Executed.
Visualize this first one. Visualize this first one. Easiest swing of the day. Right here. 80% down the middle. And then we run. Let's go. That's it. You're done. But football, you need a little.
Dang it!
You need a little different. I love a pregame and a postgame speech. I yell at my T-ballers like that, just so you know.
I appreciate Dan Campbell. I do. I'm watching Mike Tomlin, though. That guy is
solid.
He is a great coach.
He is so solid. Handsome, too. So solid and handsome.
That's Don't and Do This and That for a Friday.
That was Don't Do This with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
We got kicked it off yesterday. Our final 12 shows of the year, now down to 11. And we're going back month by month with Ben and Woods Wrapped, our favorite moments that made us laugh throughout 2024. And we will head back to Valentine's Day in February.
Oh, yes. Get ready.
Yes.
I'll just leave it at that.
Yep. That's all you need to know.
Coming up next on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Will you be a rock and roll bitch for me, Ben?
I'll pass on that opportunity.
Well, next week you're going to, actually.
That's a good point.
Driving to work.
You're managing my playlist.
Ben
and
Woods.
Driving to work.
Woodsy's rock and roll bitch, Ben Higgins. I've been wanting to think of a new bit. There it is. My rock and roll bit.
Do you think that I like sports too much?
Yes. Unquestionably. I think you need other interests. I do.
Were you not watching the UCSD UC Santa Barbara stream on ESPN Plus like I was last night?
I was not.
I actually was checking the score because I had money on it.
Good win for the Tritons. You had money on that game. Did you win or lose?
I lost. I took UCSB.
What?
At home.
Why would you bet against our own Tritons?
I tend to favor the home teams.
Thunderdome is a tough place to play up in Santa Barbara.
They're both good teams.
I'm impressed. Yeah, UCSB was picked second in the Big West, and UCSD goes and wins on the road in their first game. The Tritons could join the Aztecs maybe in the NCAA tournament.
That would be insane.
At the end of the year this year. Wouldn't that be something to have two teams from San Diego?
That would be cool.
Playing in March and not just one? We never had that before.
Back to your original question, though. Yes. The answer is unequivocally yes. Unequivocally. Right, Paulie?
Yeah, 100%.
Like, you don't have many
like
other...
You're listening to sports radio on your way to
do a sports
radio. And you're probably going to listen to it on the way home.
Trying to drive home.
I would think that 95% of sports hosts listen to sports radio on their way to do sports radio and then listen on their way home, which is what I do.
I think the mentally stable ones, they need a break.
Correct. You need a little breather. You want to be a little bit more well-rounded. And you're a smart guy. I'd like you to read more books, see more movies, listen to more music.
Well, I'm certainly not going to read more books in the car as I'm driving.
How about an audiobook? Not about sports either.
Not about sports.
Hey, this is John Wooden.
I just finished a
that
book.
That sounded more like
day.
John Madden, actually.
Just finished a book.
What was your book?
It was the Alan Shipnuck's Live Golf book, actually.
Oh, my head. You made my head hurt.
So you only talk sports. You only listen to sports. You only read sports. You only watch sports. Yeah, I'd say it's a little too much.
My head hurt. You made my head explode. I think I popped a vessel up here. Ouch, guys. I have a headache now.
When he said I finished a book, I knew it had to be sports. I was just trying to think of what it was.
What it was.
Oh, God.
Well, if it's a Shipnuck book, I know it was great because he's fantastic.
It was a terrific book.
So our boss Adam in the chat says, I'm the same way, Ben.
There you go.
I rest my effing case.
How about the other night when...
Adam, thanks for helping. You're not actually helping, I guess.
The other night, we have our text thread, the three of us and Adam, and I think Woods maybe started it by going like, hey, you know, who will Notre Dame face in the playoffs?
Like, Benny, what's your best guess?
And then that was the only thing. I didn't even respond once.
No,
I don't think Woods responded after that.
Nope.
It was Ben and Adam for well over an hour.
Just going back
arguing
and
about
and
who's going to make it into the... I'm like, oh
as
my
soon
God.
As I said it, I go, you stupid idiot.
I'm like,
you
hey,
dumb
how about
idiot.
Adam comes in from 8 to 10 tomorrow, and you guys just hash this out for two hours, and me and Woods will go grab breakfast.
Just hash
well,
it out.
Well, the irony here is we get to our Ben and Woods raft and look back to February, and we'll do so after a check of traffic, is that we're going back to a day that really wasn't about sports.
Yeah.
Valentine's Day.
It's about love.
We at least for a while set sports aside, and that is coming up next here on 97.3 The Fan. You know, I can play a rap song here coming up. It's really good.
It is great.
I can pull it up.
Very fantastic intro to this segment that we usually play. All right, we count down our last... Last 12 shows of the year. Yesterday was January. Now we go back to February. Paulie does a great job tracking and clipping some of our favorite moments of the year. And on Valentine's Day, we had Stephanie Daly in to share some dating advice for any single tier ones out there. I thought that was a interesting and informative non-sports segment that we did on the program.
That was great.
And you guys also had something special for me.
We did. As usual, we had something planned for you. I was thinking about, you know, Valentine's Day and love and love making. And we were talking, I was talking to Paulie on the phone, and we were talking about, like, you know, we've done this bit before, the sexy songs for, you know, go time and all that. Paulie did the bit last year of the worst songs to listen to while doing that. The Home Depot song was actually one of them. So we started thinking about,
Baby Shark.
I went to, Spotify, and I just typed in sexy songs. And one came up that I'd never heard before. And I thought to myself, well, I need Ben to read this because I want to hear him read this romantic song from a guy we know very well, Barry White. I was unfamiliar with it, and I said, well, this is...
A little foreplay here.
This is perfect. This is absolutely perfect. So if you would, Paulie.
Let's Get It On.
This is Love Serenade.
Love Serenade. Oh, how sweet.
By Barry White. Yeah, this is for all the ladies out there, okay? So just close your eyes and listen.
Listen to Ben Higgins.
This is a real song. This is a real,
it's a real song. This was recorded.
Okay. Take it off. Baby, take it all off. I want to see you the way you came into the world. I don't want to feel no clothes. I don't want to see no panties. Take off that brassiere, my dear. Everybody's gone. I'm taking the receiver off the phone because, baby, you and me, this night, we're going to get it on to Love Serenade. You know I get in these moods. Well, you know how it is. And I'm very glad to know that you feel the same way, too. Baby, we're going to lay here and we're going to make love. And we're going to do it like it's supposed to be done.
Oh, my God.
Heaven only knows what goes on behind closed doors. The very depth of our souls will reach out tonight. You and me, baby, in Love Serenade. Make me want you. Tempt me. Tempt me. Tempt me. Make me need you. Let me long for you.
Oh, my God.
You know what it's like when a man and woman become one. And the only real way you can do that, baby, is when we're making love to each other. When you reach that simple feeling when you're making love, it's like you're in another world. Help me. Help me. Oh, baby, help me. Lord, have mercy on me. By Barry White.
Barry White was the horniest dude.
This jumps right in on you.
Do the first part again.
Take it off, baby. Take it all off.
Okay. Part weirded me out.
I want to see you the way you came into the world.
Like a baby.
Birthday suit.
Yeah, okay. Oh, that's what you meant.
I don't want to feel no clothes. I don't want to see no panties.
That is so hardcore.
Take off that brassiere, my dear.
That is so hardcore.
Yeah. Take off my brassiere, my dear.
On what planet?
Oh,
if you are seducing a woman, you say, take off that brassiere, my dear. Try it tonight and text us tomorrow.
This is Barry White. This is can't miss stuff.
It really is.
This is what women want, right?
Apparently.
He's an expert on the subject.
Take off that brassiere, my dear. Try that to the missus or your significant other later tonight. I don't want to see no panties is the most hardcore line ever.
I just can't foresee any real world situation
in
which that line is going to
work
on anybody.
Or not make them absolutely disgusted with themselves for having you there, disgusted with you, disgusted with themselves, all of it. Also, when he talks about that, you know, the consummation. I listen to him speak those words and I go, have I been doing it wrong? Because I don't, like, it's great, but I don't, he's just like the next level. You know what I mean? It's like a different level. Yeah. We become one, my dear. It's like, I don't know, man. Feels a little more, I don't know, normal. It's very spiritual for him, I feel like. He doesn't do like just the quick. It's not quick. It's like I bet his wife was like, oh, we got to do the big seduction bit again. I'm really tired, Barry. I just want to go to bed. He's like, eat these chocolate-covered strawberries. Drink this champagne and take your panties off.
Bearskin rug,
yeah,
fire.
He's like, she's like, all right, I got 15 minutes. Judge Judy's coming on. I want to watch it. So you don't need to do the whole production. We don't have to go through the whole. It's like going to Benihana. If you're just hungry, I don't need I don't need the train. I don't need the volcano. I'm good. No, ding, 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 ding. I get it. I just bring me the food. I don't need the production.
Right.
I'm just.
Sometimes you just need.
Sometimes you just want to eat.
Chipotle.
Just eat Chipotle.
Put it in a bowl.
Give it to me.
Yeah.
You don't have to flip me the shrimp into my mouth. Sometimes. I'd say most times. I'd say 100% of the time. You don't have to do that. Do ladies appreciate that sort of seduction?
Well, everybody appreciates when they think someone's going to extra effort.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, I think so.
Go a little lengths to, you know, but impress.
But sometimes you just want your meal.
But I would also imagine that ladies are smart enough to know that we have an ulterior motive behind all of the rigmarole and the production.
I would say when you tell somebody to take off their brassiere, that she then knows your intentions and they're not pure. Okay? I know that. I would love to interview Mrs. White and say, did you ever get warm?
Betty.
Betty, were you did it wear you out when he would walk in the door? Would you know immediately, oh boy, here he goes again.
Betty White.
We're doing the entire production again. He's, oh God, he's lighting the fire. Oh boy, he's going to the fridge. He's getting the champagne.
We actually have another clip. Well, we can save it here for after the top of the hour from our visit to spring training right at the end of February.
One of the most nervous times I've ever
had. You guys both chickened out. Oh, I just went for it.
100%.
We'll have that.
I was terrified.
Ben and Woods Wrapped continued. Reset the show. Second half of Ben and Woods on the way on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.